Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe, and today we are talking about demographics. We're talking about the ebb and flow, the natural progression of people aging, of population migrating, and the impact that it has on all real estate investors because it affects the number one thing in a market, and that is demand. Demographics affects multiple different sectors of the economy, not just real estate. It's a well-known fact that senior citizens spend less money than people who have families, people who are of childbearing years. And of course, spending money stimulates the economy. Spending for most people peaks in their mid-40s to early 50s. But if we start from the beginning, of course, young children don't spend an awful lot of money. That increases as they enter university and then really kicks into high gear when they get their first real job and start buying a house. The more material items they accumulate over their lifetime, historically, especially in the United States, have spent an awful lot of money managing their belongings. Once the kids have moved out of the house, once college tuitions are paid for, a lot of families will give up that four-bedroom house in the suburbs and move into a smaller property closer into the urban core of many cities. Some will downsize into an apartment. And as people enter their retirement years, expenses fall even further. Today, we're going to look at an extreme case of demographic shifts and how it can affect a real estate market. And sometimes these demographic shifts do not have natural causes. World War II was one of the major events of the last century that continues to have a lasting impact on demographics. And of course, it's had an impact on many families directly. In fact, I lost my grandparents in World War II. And nowhere is that more true than in Russia. Russia lost 27 million people in World War II, far more than the United States or Great Britain. In fact, 60 times both Great Britain and the United States combined. Today, the population in Russia sits at about 144 million people, and it's hovered about that number for about the last decade. However, as the population ages, the number of women of childbearing age over the next 14 years is expected to decline by 28%. And by 2050, we can expect the Russian population to drop from 144 million today to 119 million. That means Russia has excess housing for 25 million people by 2050. I mean, think about it. That's like saying all of the real estate in California or Florida is just surplus and not required at all. I don't think I'd want to be a real estate investor in Russia these days. Not that I would ever have the opportunity to be. Things don't have to be as extreme as in Russia for you to be affected by demographics. We've seen some fairly dramatic shifts in population even within the United States over the last several years. We've seen the ebb and flow of population driven by a number of factors, including climate, taxation, and jobs. It's been a running joke for a long time that you can hear an awful lot of New York accents in South Florida. And it's true, a lot of people who have left the high tax environment of New York State for the lower tax environment and the warmer climate of the state of Florida. The population of Detroit peaked back in the 1970s at about 1.4 million. Today, the population is hovering around 700,000. They've lost almost half their population. The state of Illinois has started to lose population. In fact, over the last year, has lost about 115,000 in population. States that are leading the way in terms of population growth are Texas, North Carolina, Arizona, many of the so-called Sunbelt states. And for the first time in a couple of decades, Silicon Valley has started to lose population. The beneficiary of that has been Austin, Texas. Used to be the case that if you were a high-tech worker, Silicon Valley was the place to be. But today, Austin has achieved critical mass, and there's a lot of great high-tech companies that have located in Austin. And the lower cost of living combined with the tax advantages of being in Texas made that a very attractive option for many. There are so many things to look at when you're making a decision about where to invest. And yes, high among them is demographics. You definitely want to pay close attention to what's happening because these long-term trends will ultimately affect the desirability of your property and therefore the profitability of your property. It's a critical part of your entire underwriting process. Now, the U.S. Bureau of Labor and Statistics does provide some information, but I also like to follow some other private sources as well. I love the work, for example, of Harry Dent. He's a demographer and economist, and he does some great, great work. As you're making your investment decisions, pay close attention to demographics. Meantime, have a spectacular day, make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.